So this parsha's parsha's Masei. Usually they're together, Matos and Masei are together most of the years. This year is a leap year, and it's separated. So this year, week we have Masei. Parsha's Masei, Masei means the journeys. The journeys of Am Yisrael, they journeyed in the Midbar. It's 42 journeys that they've done. So what's weird a little bit, it says, Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael, these are the journeys of Am Yisrael. And then it says, doesn't say the journeys, it says, they went from here to there. Now usually, when a person, let's say, he's going from one place to the other place, the point is not the way, the point is the destination, right? If I'm going to a wedding, yes, I left my home and I went to the wedding. The point is, I went to the wedding. I was at the wedding. People won't ask me how was the way so much. More, how was your trip? They want to know where I was, what did I do, right? The journey is just a journey. It's just a way to get to the destination, right? But the Torah is emphasizing these are the journeys of Am Yisrael, and not the rest of Am Yisrael. They rested in a certain place. Okay, not the rest of Am Yisrael. The journey of Am Yisrael. Okay, so you see, the Torah is emphasizing the journeys themselves. Now the journeys also are divided into two in the beginning of the parsha. In the beginning, it's the masses of Am Yisrael until Chet HaEgel, and then afterwards the masses, the journeys of Am Yisrael after Chet HaEgel, after the sin of the golden calf. Okay, divided into two. So we'll see what that means exactly. So we're going to learn Nikutei Moharan. The short Torah. We're going to learn two Torahs today. One Torah, which is the main point that we want to learn. Another Torah, also short, which is going to explain this. We're learning Torah 62, Nikutei Moharan, Tinyana, the second part of Nikutei Moharan. Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael. These are the journeys of Bnei Yisrael. Ita Lamidrash, it's brought down in the Midrash. Shemasei Bnei Yisrael, the journeys of Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. Dehainu anesiyot shebnei Yisrael nosim makom nakom, meaning the traveling that the Jews go from one place to another place, the wandering Jew. Jews are always going from one place to another place. Okay. Hem mechafrim al eile elohecha Yisrael. They atone for the sin of eile elohecha Yisrael. That's the sin that we sin in Chet HaEgel. We said, this is your God. We're pointing on the calf. Okay. Because of that, the punishment is to go from one place to another. Like Rabbeinu says in Torah, Mem, in Torah 40, in the first part of Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu brings this down. Okay? That there's a book called Sefer Asara Ma'amarot. Asara Ma'amarot, 10 sayings or something like that. This book is from Rabbi Mipano. A very holy book from one of the Rishonim. And he writes over there that because we sin the Chet HaEgel, that's why we have to go on these journeys. The punishment is these journeys. What's Chet HaEgel? So Rabbeinu explains that Chet HaEgel doesn't only mean, Avodah Zarah doesn't only mean someone who's bowing down to idols. Avodah Zarah means Kfirah, when someone denies Hashem. Someone denies Hashem. That's the punishment is to go from one place to another. Where do we see it the most? Parnasa wise, right? The less parnasa we have, right? The person has less the bitachon he has in Hashem's giving the parnasa, the more he roams around the world. He has the business meeting over there, anything over there. We know that Rabbeinu said that he could have been just Tam and Nachman. Why? To go to be a seichel, maybe be a kosher yid, but to be a seichel to go and buy merchandise over there and go to that place and sell and this and that. This all is a punishment. It's a result also of a lack of emunah, because the more a person has emunah, the more he believes Hashem gives him his parnasa wherever he is. He doesn't have to go anywhere. Where do I have to go? When Hashem needs me to go there to bring the parnasa, he can't get the parnasa over here. Why do I have to go around the world? Why can't I just be where I am and do my work over here? But I have to go all over the place. Okay? So we see that what the Torah teaches us, that when there's a lack of emuna, when there's avodah zara, which is a lack of emuna, lack of bitachon Hashem, it's kfirah itself. That's avodah zara itself. And the punishment is, we see in the Torah that they had journeys. You have to journey from one place to the other, right? And then a person, Avraham explains here in Torah Men, someone who's always busy roaming around the world for his parnasa, right? This is because he's lacking emuna. He needs to look in his actions. To do tshuva and spoiling his emuna. When one will do tshuva, כבר ממילא יתמלא באמונה וביטחון בהשם שיזמינו פרנסה. And immediately he will get filled with אמונה וביטחון that wherever I am, Hashem gives me פרנסה. Okay. טוב, let's see what Rabbeinu says over here. Okay. Yeah, we know that. But the Zohar is not only actually worshipping Abba the Zohar, like we just said. Also, lack of אמונה. Where do we see that from? Hashem says in the Pesukim, Lesartem ba'avadatem Elohim acharim. It says, you'll stray, and they'll be worshipping other idols. Hashem says, the moment you stray, it's considered you're worshipping idols. Even if you're not worshipping. We say in the Kiyashma every day. The moment you go up, it's considered you're worshipping other idols. Even though you're not going in now to bow down, you're not going to the, I don't know where, to the east or wherever they do that. Okay? And then it says, and also very practical now, we're going to learn for our days. And it's b'chlaf for life. The kol zman sheyesh avodah zara ba'olam, charon af ba'olam, is brought down in the Medrash, it's free in Parshas Chayei. As long as there's avodah zara in the world, there's the wrath of Hashem in the world. Anger of Hashem in the world. Right? There's the anger of Hashem. Right now there's wrath in the world, obviously, right? Especially here in our little country over here. Obviously. Pashut. A lot of chesed, a lot of sweetness of it, like I was already saying yesterday, all the stories, the miracles are happening, but still, you see that there's another very, very difficult situation. Nimtza comes out, kishenitkaper pgam avodah zara, when one atones, when the blemishing of avodah zara, nimtak acharon af, and nimshach rachmanut, the wrath is being sweetened, and mercy comes down to us. So we have to understand that. But we believe, Abinatan asks this question, we believe, everyone knows, Rav Arush teaches it here all the time, right? I think Aaron and Muna wrote this, whatever Hashem does is good, it's all comes from mercy. So we have to explain the situation of sweetening the judgment. So it's fine, this is a judgment, great, it's beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. No, why do I have to sweeten anything? Let's just live like that. Beautiful, no? I have to understand, what is the sweetening of the deen? So we have to know what is mercy, and how do we sweeten the deen? What does that mean exactly? So Abenu explains, the main mercy of Hashem is the aspect of the El Shaddai Ten Lachem Rachamim. Yaakov Avinu said this when they sent the brothers down to Egypt to buy food and to bring back the Shimon that was there. It's the whole story over there. It says El Shaddai Ten Lachem Rachamim, right? El Shaddai, it's Hashem, Ten Lachem will give to you the mercy. To you, Ten Lachem. Lo Yiten Rachamim, Lo Yiyeh Rachmanut, it will be mercy. He will give you the mercy. What does that mean? Hi, no, Avinu explains, Hashem Yibarach Yiten Lanu Rachmanut. Hashem Yibarach won't have the mercy like he sees it. He'll give us the mercy in our hands, the way we see it. Meaning if someone's sick, could be it's mercy, complete mercy, of course. Hashem is only kindness, is only mercy, only merciful, only. But Hashem, Yaakov Avinu blessed them, will give you the mercy in your hands. Shimsot Rachmanut Biyadeinu, Ki Yetzlo Yibarach, because by Hashem, it could be that even the worst illness and all the rockets and every soldier is killed, it's of course the complete mercy, there's no doubt. In the eyes of Hashem, of course. Because obviously, of course, it's for sure that whatever Hashem does to a person, even the most difficult is surim, akol rachmanut. Of course, it's all mercy. But anu levakshim, but we're asking from Hashem. We know it's all mercy. We believe 100%. But we're asking from Hashem, beiten sheiten imsor beadenu tarachmanut, to give us the mercy in our hands. Because we don't understand Hashem's mercy. When a soldier is killed, we don't understand how it's merciful. What's the mercy about it? When someone is sick, we don't understand. We believe. We don't understand why. We know Hashem, whatever you do for sure, but we understand. We don't understand. Okay? So, we can't even, we can't accept it as mercy, just as believing that it's good. So we're asking Hashem, Hashem will bring the mercy into our hands. That we ourselves will have mercy on ourselves. And our mercy is simple mercy, like to see that it's good and calm and everything's okay. We trapez from an illness, to be cured from an illness. Vizdeo Israel, Rosh Tevis of Israel, Yud, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. It's this pasuk, El Shaddai. Yitel Lachem Rachamim, Hashem will give you the mercy. Yisrael, as Hashem will give you the mercy. Ki Rachmanut Naaseh Adei Bnei Yisrael, it says in the Pasuk, these are the journeys of Bnei Yisrael. After Bnei Yisrael, now that this is your journeys, their journeys of Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, what's the Yisrael? Through atoning for the sin of Avodah Zarah, the mercy comes into our hands. So first of all, we have to explain what Rabbi Natan says, that what's the difference between Hashem's mercy and our mercy. If Hashem's mercy, so why do we have to ask for mercy? Right? Why do we have to sweeten the deen? But no, I have to explain. Rabbi Natan said, it doesn't work, Hashem's mercy here, and the way we understand is here. No, it's not levels like that. Hashem's mercy is over here. It's much higher, we can't understand it. And where our mercy is a low mercy, it's a fuch. It's exactly pumfakel. Opposite. Opposite exactly. Hashem's mercy is here. In the simple level, since you're a sinner, right? Since I know, Hashem says, I'm saying in Hashem's eyes, since I know that you won't do tshuva unless I slap you a few times, that's why I'll send 3,000 rockets onto all the country, and then you will start doing tshuva. That's simple mercy. Hashem, that's obvious. Everyone can understand that, right? He's not doing tshuva, so what can you do? He's not waking up, so we have to lakapkefotoksat. He needs a few kifkufim. Okay? That's simple mercy. That's not we're asking from Hashem. Rabbi Natan explains. Where does he explain this? In the Ichot Pikadon, I think. No, Eruv Etchumim. Halacha Gimel explains. We're asking for Hashem's higher mercy. What does that mean? It's true, Hashem. You're right. Simply, you're right. I'm not going to do tshuva otherwise. But you could do it. That I won't have to suffer, everything will go good, and still I'll do tshuva, right? That kind of mercy I want. Not that you'll give me everything will be okay and I'll continue with my crazy life. Apitom. We're asking for much higher mercy than Hashem's giving us. Hashem's mercy is that we'll do tshuva, get close to Him, that's why He's giving us upon us suffering, because we're not doing tshuva, we're not doing the right thing. So finally, He gives upon us to wake up. But we're asking for Hashem a much higher mercy than that. A mercy that everything will go okay and still we'll do tshuva. Not asking that everything I'll continue in my bad ways. No, make it that even without suffering, we'll get close to you. Like we ask. That's what we ask. Kriyat Shema, and in other places, we say, that also in Yom Kippur, or Shalom Kippur, we ask for this, that we'll have, take away the sins from us, and not through suffering. Take away, erase our sins, and not through suffering. But through suffering, of course, and that was true, but now you're okay. But take it away without the suffering. Make us do tshuva without the suffering. That's a much higher mercy. It's higher and higher. And that's what we're asking from Hashem also now. Okay? You're right, Hashem. You're right. That's what Abba always says. To tell Hashem that we will do tshuva, but not through frightening us, through a distribution, through giving out the books, through speaking to people, teaching them emunah. Okay? So the first thing is that we understand that we're asking from Hashem much higher mercy. And that's what we're asking now from Hashem. I didn't even bother to do with Hashem. How much we know it's definitely good. We don't have any complaints. But you could do it even in a higher way. In a much better way. in a way that we, no one will get killed and no one will suffer and no one will get frightened and no one will fall on the way to the bomb shelter like many people felt today also. most of the injuries from the missiles is people are running to the bomb shelter. Broke a leg, broke a head, I don't know, whatever. Okay. That's what we ask from Hashem. That's first of all we have to know. That's to know what to ask from Hashem. To ask for the higher mercy. That's the first thing we get out of Abinata. And the second thing is, okay, a few more minutes. Second thing is that we know that all of our problems, okay, all of our journeys, and I think journey is not only going from one place to the other, physically, also emotionally, you know, all the ways, all the masa'ot, all the journeys that person has to go through in life. That's what I felt when I was learning the Torah. I don't know if it's true or not, but get it from me. If someone said things otherwise, it would have said like a mosa. I didn't see it anywhere. It just started in my own eyes. So that everything that person has to go through in life, from one place to the other, and right now, there's the whole war and everything, and sometimes it's hard to be the simcha, and it's difficult when we hear and this and that, whole situation. It's because of our lack of emunah. Okay, there's avodah zarah in the world. That's why there's anger in the world. And the only way to sweeten this is to strengthen our emunah, to believe that even in the lowest places, Hashem is with us. In the lowest places, that sweetens the deen. That sweetens the deen. That sweetens the judgment. Through bringing everything back to the emunah, not to leave it in the way of sadness or in the way of sorrow and the worries and stuff like that. To bring everything back to the emunah. To believe, it's definitely good. Whatever happened until now is definitely good. To live the emunah. Okay? And that sweetens the judgment. Like Brody said yesterday. Brody said yesterday that no one has the answer. The state, whatever it's called, the politicians, they don't have an answer. What, do you talk with Hamas? What do we talk with Hamas? The army, they're trying. Right now they're shooting rockets, a little bit less, but still a lot of rockets are being shot. And tunnels and this and that. No one, they don't really have a good answer. They're doing their best, you know, whatever they can do. Only we have the answer. We have the answer, you said. I remember you said it yesterday. We have the answer. What's the answer? The Emunah. It's a Kutei Moran. It's not Brody or Avarush teaching it. It's Rabbeinu himself teaching it. Okay? Kutei Moran. Firush. Yeah, I'll say the word. That's the meaning exactly. Okay? The mercy, this high mercy that we're talking about, how does it come upon us? Come upon Am Yisrael? And a day must aid me through the journeys. Why through the journeys? That's what I was explaining to Amen. Through the journeys, one realizes what he has to fix, and he fixes. Okay? So everyone, what do I mean, really? Realize Hashem and everything. Realize Hashem and all the problems. Why am I having problems? What's going on in my life? And that sweetens all the judgment. And that's what we have to teach Am Yisrael. That's what he was speaking here yesterday about going down to the south. People asked him on the radio, they asked him, what do you do? What do you tell the kids? What is this? Teach them emunah. Teach people emunah. Simple emunah, it's life. Think about yourself, how much it gives you to your life and all kinds of things that you're going through. And people don't have it. You know what a difficult situation this is? I was in Be'er Sheva with a lot of you guys, whoever was there. And you go into the house, yeah, the army will do this. Complete kafila. The army is going to do. They're going to do. Shem Alechem. The worst thing is that the army thinks that they're doing. That's the worst thing. It's kafila. That's the worst thing. When the army knows it's Hashem fighting, that's the best thing. That's what we die in front of the army is to know that each soldier will know that he is nothing. He's fighting for army. So he's fighting for Hashem. That's what Avraham also wrote in the things to daven for in Hebrew. He had it. Okay? That each one, well, no kfira, no koichi v'otzim yodi, oh, I'm strong, I can do it. Yeah, I'm going to kill him, I'm going to... No, where are we going? We're Yidden. Each soldier will go with prayer. Okay, not much. So I got two messages here. We have to get to the highest mercy of Hashem. And we do that through Emunah, through bringing everything back to the Emunah, through the dafka, through the journeys that we go through, we go to that Emunah. So, I don't know if people were here. In the story, they said before the Rav came, the Rav didn't come, before Rav Eliezer spoke, that they went to be Menachem Avil. I don't know if anyone translated for you guys. So I'm going to tell you the story. Because you'll see that there's no Yehush in the world at all. Listen to the great story. You won't believe it. It's a story that happened yesterday. that there's a soldier that was killed, Ethiopian soldier, was in the Veyako. So Ravaus told Rav Elgo to send a few avrechim from his kollel to Menachem Avil, bring a Garen Muna, you know. So they were thinking how much Garen Muna should bring. They said, bring three. Who knows who's there, the uncle, this. So they went there, Moshe Maori, everyone knows, right, and other avrechim, Ohad Mizrahi, other avrechim, they went there, Barak Shem Tov. They went there. And who's sitting there in Menachem Avil? The Minister of Finances, what's his name? Mr. Lapid. And Lieberman, the Minister of the Foreign Minister. Great. So, I don't know if you like to meet them in a dark corner, but listen to this. So they're sitting with them, and then one of the Avrechim tells them, you see this guy, Moshe Maori? Yeah, he's 60-something years old. You know, he did Shuvah 60 years ago, he was 58. So really? So he said, the Lapid tells him, so you're telling me I still have a chance? So the Avrech tells him, yeah, of course, we daven for you every day. He says, what? I thought in the Haredi world, you only, you talk about me a lot, but, you know, not in a positive way. No, we daven for you. I don't know if he told him daven to do tshuva or what, but we daven for you. He's already had a feeding here. And then he told him that he's a descendant of the Baal Shem Tov. They have in the family, I don't know if it's son after son, but they have up to the Baal Shem Tov. They know that he's from the Baal Shem Tov. I mean, he's from David HaMelech also. He's from David HaMelech, Mashiach. And then he tells them, listen, we have a book here for you. They brought three books. One for the family. We didn't know, but actually, I want for Lieberman and one for Yair Lapid. So they give him the, if you give you a book, you'll read it. He said, yeah, I like reading. So they wrote a nice thing in there. And he said, yeah, they told him it was translated to 10 languages. Really? It's a very important book. Yeah, wow, I'm going to read it for sure. He was very happy. He got the book. So I learned from this, first of all, any Yehush Ba'olam Klal, right? We don't despair any Jew, regardless of how low he went. It doesn't make a difference. Decrees, and besides, Rav Elgo already said it's not them, it's us. Of course, we're not serious. The Yeshiva Bachim are not serious. Avraham are not serious. So Hashem does all these decrees. He's a Jew, after all. He has a neshama, right? The neshama is yearning to Hashem. And look what Hashem did, a whole war. A soldier to be killed, Hashem Elachem. It's chus of him. But look, he got a book. Yair Lapid got a book. Garner Muna, it's not Pashut. Moshe Hashem, it's a great story, I think, and not to have any Yehush from anyone. Say that tov, good Shabbos, everyone. I'm pretty sure.